Okay, so here is a great example of multiple baselines across behaviors. In red, you've got a child saying please. And in black dotted lines, it's raising their hand. So this first phase from 1 to 5 is your baseline. As you can see, they're both relatively flat. Now, I believe here that the black line is in the wrong place. It should be right here at number 4 because it doesn't make any sense for it to jump up without treatment. So at this point in time, the treatment begins. So that line's in the wrong place. Okay. What happens is the treatment on saying please jumps up, but hey, you don't see any noticeable change here in raising your hand. And then when and these lines are just off, I'm sorry, this should be treatment starting right here. I start working on raising my hand and I stop working on saying please, and now notice how raising my hand goes up. Okay, so this shows that you need to train those two behaviors individually because they don't seem to affect each other in your treatment. Okay, because when you treat one, the other one's not getting better, so you need to train them individually. So this is one of the effects of a multiple baseline designs, is it helps you to see, can you train two things at once? How does one training on one affect the other?